I got in a brawl with a bunch of people involved, and I punched some old dude.
So you were, like, the geriatric dude?
He wasn't even that old. He was, like, in his 40s, but he was, like, kind of, like,
man puncher.
Their homeless fucking, their homeless mascot or whatever.
You pretty much beat their dog.
and I punched him, but it wasn't, I didn't even punch him, like, really on purpose. It was a brawl. I just punched him because he looked like he was going to punch me.
Yeah.
And then they all found out about it. And so this other dude who was, like, their enforcer, or just supposed to be, there were skinheads. They called themselves skinheads. This dude was wearing a Hawaiian shirt and had long hair. And this fucking sold weed, and that was his job. Like, and he's, like, fucking, like, 6'5", and just a skinny motherfucker, and he's just talking shit to me the whole time, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then as soon as that girl left to go get more beer and we were hanging out in the park, this guy's like, let's fucking go. Let's do this. She's gone. Like, because he didn't want to disrespect her because she was nice to the fucking street kids. And I was like, okay. And I fucking destroyed him. Like, had him under my fucking arm and I was just straight punching him in the face over and over. And his two friends were there and he's like, guys, take over. And I was like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And, like, left. And then I got in another fight with this little kid who fucking tried to throw down. This was all in Denver. I got in another fight with some little kid, and I beat his ass, and it was literally like a three-punch affair. I just fucking punched him.
Do you think they would have the higher hand with being fucking used to the air quality?
Dude, I'm just like a fucking skin. I was like 145 pounds and, like, not. Dude, I was whooping all these kids' asses. And then I found out that there were somebody came up and told me, dude, so you know that gang that you keep beating all their dudes up? They're coming after you with a fucking crowbar. And I was like, oh, really? And all of them, literally, I saw them like a couple blocks and they were mobbing. And they never saw me, but I was like, okay. And I, that
hiding
same,
in the bushes?
That's no. No, we were eating a fucking burrito at a fucking burrito place, and I saw him mobbing around. This was like an hour after that dude told me, and I was like, hey, so after this burrito, can I get bus fare to Boulder? And she's like, yeah, sure. And gave me $3, and I rode the bus to Boulder and never saw him again.
Fuck, should I come back and start punching him again?
No.
Which one of you guys are still alive? Okay, I'm going to kick your ass.
All right, that being said, let's get into this shit. Cinema Dumpster, what is this, episode?
I think it's 18? 10.
No, it's 19. 18 or 19?
It's 10.
Starting now.
You're now listening to the Cinema Dumpster podcast.
Cinema Dumpster, oh, it is 18. This week we watched Hell Driver. This is Jason's pick. This was a fucking awesome zombie movie. Yeah. Japanese zombie movie.
Is that what it was? Was it a zombie movie? I wasn't quite sure.
I think it's supposed to be a zombie movie. There's a lot going on, but this came out in 2010, and unfortunately, it is subtitled, so we don't have much audio here. Because the audio would have been great, because some of the subtitles I read, I was like, what the fuck?
Was that one dude that spoke English in there?
There was like three lines of English in the movie.
I should have got him. I missed it.
Four sushi, please.
Yeah, at the very beginning.
No, guy, two is enough. Four, and some of this.
Serious about it. The cockroaches?
Yeah.
They were eating all them
actually
cockroaches.
Actually, probably was pretty good if he used really good oils.
What? Cockroaches?
Yeah.
Well, I imagine that really anything could be good as long as
it's
protein.
But it has a good size. Not that fucking insects or like mealworms or just little things. You have to fucking eat like 300 at a time.
Yeah.
That's yeah, you get yourself some locusts. You're stoked.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Eat them before they eat you.
this movie was estimated at $600,000, which is pretty wow. fucking good.
For what they must have been just that? One kick-ass dude on a computer. He's like, yeah, I can do this.
No, they like, did some shit with that for $600,000.
Yeah, there was some good special
like
effects.
Kick-ass fucking truck scenes.
There was some decent CG. Yo, dude, truck I stuff. Love the truck. Dude.
That had to have been $500,000
worth. Dude, how could you fucking
truck
not
fighters.
Like a kung fu fucking
fuck
truck? Yeah, we can turn that off. And everything else about it too. Wait, what happened? What were we talking about? Oh, the kung fu truck. There was a couple scenes with the truck. There was a kickflip in the beginning,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there's a sword fight like towards the end, and they're both fucking awesome. I love both of them.
Well, there's the end too. There was just the big jump where they catch her too.
Oh yeah, that is true. So this movie, I there was no synopsis on IMDb, so
yeah, because this movie is you can't synopsize this without actually just most documenting everything that happens in the movie.
There's one thing that you have to do to enjoy Japanese fucking gore films is just turn off the logic part of your brain and just kind of stare blankly at the screen.
This is very
and
true.
Write it till the end.
But Netflix tried, and here it is. This is a no holds barred zombie thriller featuring outlandish special effects and a sarcastic attitude to go with the on-screen carnage. The plot focuses on a teenage girl's attempt to dispatch her psychotic cannibal mother and uncle. Now, that being said, mother and uncle, I wasn't entirely sure on what the entire time I was watching this.
No, they're not her parents.
They're not her parents?
No. Remember at the end when she's kicking the shit out of her and saying, "I want my dad," and you treated him like shit?
Okay, that's right.
He's dead somewhere.
That's right.
No, her dad was the one that she came in and they were eating his legs.
I thought that was her brother. Cripple?
That's her dad.
That guy was like 20.
That guy was supposed to be her dad.
All right, well, let's get to that.
her mom only looks like 10 years older than her,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, right, but still, that dad looked like her brother.
Yeah.
I thought it was her brother the whole time.
I thought that we never saw him, but now I guess that works.
I thought he was supposed to be the dad.
Well, yeah, that makes more sense now that I think about it.
I mean, it's not like that's any more ludicrous than anything else.
Up towards until the end, I thought, yeah, she was boning this brother.
Yeah, that's what I thought the whole time too.
Oh no, there was definitely a weird psychotic sexual tension between the fucking brother and the mom.
There's obviously an uncle niece thing going too.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird incestual undertones here. And the movie starts with some weird goofy like 70s game show music, and there's a guy cruising around on a bike and he's wearing like a shark that's what it reminded me of. That it was like a shark protective suit.
Oh yeah,
that he had on, which is actually probably would be very good against zombies in a zombie attack, even though your mobility
pretty sharp too.
Your mobility would be down, but you couldn't take any real bites.
But yeah, but you would figure even the shark suits that when they put all that pressure down, it won't break.
It'll break all your fucking bones.
Fuck you up.
Anyways. Well, for zombies, it'd be great, but against a great white.
Yeah, but your arm's any still fucking be zombie pieces. Movie, somehow these rotting psychopaths can chew through your skull any goddamn way. True. So
they probably have some good jaw pressure.
Yeah, and all their power goes to their jowls.
That's why Michonne fucking run. Smartly removes her brother and her boyfriend's jaws in the Walking Dead comic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't tell me what you've seen.
No.
You haven't seen it.
No, you've seen it.
I don't care.
No, you saw it.
I'm just going to go farther. No.
The season. Right, no, the season finale of last season.
Okay, so anyhow, he goes out. There's this large wall that's been constructed with like all this propaganda and political nonsense on it that I can't read. And he climbs it with a, you know, he has like a, what are those called? It's some sort of
grappling hook.
And he barely gets himself over this wall. And he starts fishing for zombies. So he's got a bag and he takes a head out of a bag and he tosses it onto the other side of the wall. And these zombies, they start coming out of the bushes and the woodwork. And they have these antennae on their head.
They call them antlers.
Yeah, they call them horns.
No, they're
horns. They call them horns. They're horn hunters.
They call them antlers.
I've heard human horn is an aphrodisiac.
It actually is.
I think Futurama told me that.
I think that
it is in the movie too.
Human horn.
We could call them hornies. That I would hornite. And
I'm still calling them antlers.
All right, fine. So he gets this mob of zombies around his head, and he starts pulling their heads off with his grappling hook and bringing them in. And he's cutting off their horns, not their antlers.
They kind of look like wishbones.
Yeah, they look like wishbones.
Yeah.
They look like antenna. And he's cutting them and putting them into a box. But before you know it, he gets what happened to you?
He hooks a chain on someone's neck.
Yeah, this necklace is the strongest necklace. It's stronger than
a human spine.
No, but the best thing in this scene is when we get the zombie we see that has... Like, he has his head, but he has his spine protruding out of his head.
Yeah, yeah.
All a fucking
Return of Living Dead.
The one that makes all the noise. It's always like
Return of Dead 3.
And he's got the antenna coming out of his skeleton head, and he's got fucking googly eyes.
So yeah, just picture a dude's malformed, skullless face on where it should be, like on the shoulders, and then popping out of his head for like 6 feet. Well, actually, at one point in the scene, it's like 15 feet. Yeah.
So picture Adam Sandler.
It's coming out of his... The spine is coming out 15 feet out of his head, and then there's a skull on top of it that still has eyes in it with an antlers coming out of its fucking forehead.
Well, he's kept his eyes. He's done that much. So yeah. you can't be too hard on him.
And then homegirl pole dances.
He does do that. And while he's trying to, like... pulled this one head off that has a necklace that's made out of kryptonite on it. That skeleton head pops up and scares the fuck out of him, and he falls off the wall into the zombies. And so all the zombies start, you know, coming in, and he doesn't know what to do, but he's in his protective suit, so he's all right. Well, this somehow
is that what that was? I couldn't understand. Yeah. See, I never caught his shark suit, so I was like, why the fuck isn't he just like a bloody fucking wreck at this point? Because he fell into the whole thing and they're all biting him. And I was like, why is...
It was because of his protective suit. He had like full on.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah, that, in two watches, you're welcome, I didn't catch that he was wearing
I'm glad that you can appreciate that.
Zombie suit.
And so this somehow culminates into this weird like... huge pile of zombies where he's like 20 feet.
It turns into basically a torpedo of zombies, and he's like 40 feet
at the top. Yeah, he's like 40 feet in the air, and there's so many zombies that he's the, you know, piling up trying to eat him that he's like 40 feet in the air. And
I think he was made out of soap when he just kept slipping to the top.
What the fuck are you? What?
You know, just like the zombies were grabbing him, and he kept going up.
Thank you for the visual there, Jason.
Slurm.
Before the visual, I had no idea what you're talking about. But apparently, when you grab soap and it just moves upwards and keeps moving upwards, then that
doing that motion the whole rest of the podcast.
And so then we get the truck who does a kickflip.
Right at that point, before the kickflip, when they started to mush him up, I was like, this is going to be a really good movie, because that was a really awesome scene.
Yeah, that was at the point.
Like climbing each other, I'm like, yeah.
That was at the point where I realized like I was going to like it a lot, too. But the truck flies out of nowhere and does this kickflip and destroys the zombie wall.
You knew you weren't just going to like it. You were like, I'm going to love it.
What is going on here? This is getting more and more interesting by the minute.
So yeah, it flies in and right into the middle of that tower of zombies.
Yeah, and then this badass chick gets out of the truck and she starts fucking cutting up all the zombies and killing everybody.
With her chaintana.
Yeah, it's a sword that's a chainsaw.
Yeah, it's a chick chainsaw katana.
It's pretty badass. It's
fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's rad. But
it's a bush edger. I have one of those, actually. A Black & Decker one at the house.
Yeah, but it doesn't have
the exact same thing.
It doesn't have a katana handle on it.
It doesn't.
But what happens, though, is that the weirdest part about this scene, save for the truck kickflip into the pile of 40-foot zombies, is that she starts fighting the long-necked zombie, and she does a strip dance on his spine.
Yep.
So
at least 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of movement. Like,
yeah, shaking ass and the whole fucking thing.
And
she starts,
and I'm trying to figure out why she's doing this. And apparently it's for her to spin around the spine and kill the other zombies around her. But whoever came up with this idea in the first place, they got fucking problems. You're like, and then there's going to be a zombie spine? And she's going to spin around it, and she's going to kill the other
people. Earlier in the movie, it was only a 3.5-foot spine, but for this scene, it was like 24 feet tall.
She starts shaking her ass. And in her ass shaking, lends nothing to... Well...
It lends something.
There's nothing to the story.
Nothing to the story, but I enjoyed it.
That lends.
You gotta figure if all you do is kill zombies, you should throw something in there. just amuse yourself for a little bit. I got this guy. I'm gonna fuck around for a minute.
So then we get this flashback of her being when she's a little bit younger, and she's going into this condemned building. And she was selling melons on the street. Did anybody catch this melon?
No, it's because that place. Okay. it comes into play later in the movie, but there was a sign above that place where she did that,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't give the subtitle for it in the original scene, but there's a sign in that scene that they actually subtitle later
melon?
To tell you what it is, and it's melon, and those melons, like, remember she cuts off all the zombie heads and they land in the basket? That's the melon place.
Okay. Remember later you see the melons in the fucking box?
Yeah.
And they have the antennas on them?
Mm-hmm.
But well, I don't get that, though. Why? Why?
I'm guessing it's some sort of food.
Okay. Because melon?
Well, no, because since they use the horn for drugs and the melons and stuff, I don't know if it helps the melons stay good. Who knows?
Well, those weren't even zombie horns in the melons. Those were just the stems of the melons.
Yeah, maybe they were trying to say that it changed that.
But they explain that whole scene, like she puts them all the zombie heads and they look like melons, and then they explain it like an hour and a half later in the
right
movie.
Right when the fucking intro ends, an hour into the movie.
Dude, yeah, 50 minutes the fucking opening credits roll.
Yeah.
You get like I thought the movie was over. The first time I watched this, I thought the movie was over. I was like that was a short.
They're just giving you the pretext of the movie. Now here's the actual part of the movie.
Like an anime, how they do those weird like shorts. Like how they're always like an hour
one fucking
long, and then it's
song
like,
that's like a 20-minute Japanese pop song.
Mm-hmm.
While they fucking show you all these action, all the people in
exactly.
the names. Exactly. And it has some guy there full screen, like fucking half fighting.
You were totally right about that.
But it literally took him 50 minutes
to get around to saying, okay.
And you had already well established what exactly was going on in this movie. Like
it's 5-10 minutes.
it's just weird in general. And I have it in my notes here, is that the credits start like an hour into the movie. The opening credits start in an hour into
the
movie.
It's at 49:50 or something like that.
And you're like, why?
And then
why
the title screen hits 50 minutes in.
So anyhow, she goes in, and I thought these were her parents. Still confused now. But she goes into this ghetto-ass apartment that's being condemned, and her mom is and her uncle are there, and they've got this guy. They've cut his legs off, and they're cooking. They're making meat patties out of his leg meat, and they're laughing about it, and they think it's a good, great time.
God, did you notice how bad her fucking inward breathing was when she laughed?
No, I didn't.
That wheeze. She was like, the whole fucking movie.
That's
the whole fucking movie.
It's frightening.
Cue
with
it
you
up.
Doing it.
We can do this. Edit in that
I
sound.
I don't have it.
Let's be silent.
I like
let
Jason
us be silent
better.
For fucking like 30 seconds right now, and then you could pipe it in later.
Okay, then. And and so then there's. She starts fighting with her mom and her uncle, which I thought was her dad, and they light the guy who I thought was her brother, who you're now telling me is her dad.
He's telling you. I didn't know.
Or you're telling me.
I thought he was his
dad. I'm pretty sure you're
her
right.
Dad,
they light him on fire, and she has like this pole that's shaped like a backward swastika, and it's in the fire, and she picks it up, and she stabs her uncle/dad in the face and puts a perfect swastika brand on his melon, and then she just runs away. And she's running away, and
he's throwing knives at her.
He starts throwing knives at her, and she catches one in the cheek. These cops were there, and they were talking about how there's these crazy killers on the loose, and they show up all of a sudden.
But they see some ash all of a sudden, and they're like, where's this? What's up with this ash?
Yeah, but that didn't make any sense either, because
I think it was supposed to be from the meteorite.
What about the house fire?
Maybe it was from the guy's burning legs.
Could have been.
I don't know. I'm just
saying. Well, I think the floor is fucking on fire. The gasoline was everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. And so
maybe it was the meteorite.
They catch up to her. To Kika is the girl's name. They catch up to Kika. And she...
Kika's one of the weirdest protagonists as far as like hotness is concerned, because sometimes she made the derpiest, weirdest faces, and
I
other times
the mom looked real hot
she
after
was
she turned.
F- I actually thought she was hot.
She was before. Way hotter when she turned than she was before she turned.
There was a bunch of really. Yeah. I don't usually like Asian chicks, but there was a bunch of really hot Asian chicks in this movie. Chicks
are pretty hot.
After all, there's only a billion Asian chicks, and you go, I didn't really find any of them hot. That's racist. If you can't find one hot fucking Asian chick,
I don't
even
usually,
a thousand.
Maybe you're just. Gay,
I don't usually find them hot. Is what I said. I don't. Ever find them hot is weird.
Okay, on. So Kika, she's running in
she
slow
is
motion.
Fucking derpy, though. I agree with
time.
That.
Yeah, she is derpy. She's running for a long time, and the mom catches up with her and grabs her, picks her up on top of this car, and, like, she, right when she picks her up on top of the car, we see this meteorite coming down from the planet.
Space?
The heavens. And it punches her right through the fucking stomach, and the uncle slash dad, whoever the fuck he is, says this. This cracked me up.
That's pretty good. The face
that shit made
great.
Me laugh both times.
Oh, yeah,
I watched
it's
it.
So funny.
He's like, that was a good one.
And then, so she has this huge fucking gaping hole, like, right in the middle of her chest. And the mom says to Kika, her daughter, like, I own you, and I own your heart. So she just fucking does a, was that Kato move, and fucking punches her and rips her heart out.
Does
and
a
puts
fatality
it,
on her ass.
Yeah, puts it inside of her big gaping hole, which then her tendons come around. And she gets encased in, like, this...
Amber-looking
amber.
Stuff.
Yeah, she gets encased, like, in this amber shell.
As does the heroine.
Kika. But she gets flown off into another direction, but she's also cased in
I
this
think
amber
she
shell.
Took off for good. She was flying for quite a while.
Yep, she was. She went out into the woods somewhere.
And then the amber shell blows out all of this ash all over, which affects all of Japan and everybody in the area that's infected and breathing in this ash. Gets, you know,
turns
into
antlers
zombie
zombies.
And they get antlers growing out of their melon. And so Kika's body is found, and some people, they take her to, like, some sort of hospital.
Lab
and,
thing.
Yeah, and they start operating on her, and they're like, she's dead, she has no heart, how is she still alive? And so, you know, we don't know what's going on there. But we figure out that...
I like how they say that when there's fucking zombies everywhere.
Yeah, right.
What the hell's up with this one?
It's
alive
still.
How does she do that?
She doesn't have the antlers. What's
that guy's fucking head's 9 feet from his body, but he's going to get over that request on this chick.
Well, that was actually a previous, like, that was a...
They built a whole wall around it, though.
Yeah, they did basically, like, the same thing they did on Doomsday.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, you're right. And so, but the thing is that, what happens here? Kika. Oh yeah,
Kika's in the.
Oh no! They tell us, like, this whole story about how, it's very political and kind of funny in how they react to this. I actually enjoyed this sci-fi part of it with the politics and how, like, there was
one side that was saying we gotta. Get rid of them all, and the other side was saying, like, no, they're people. We
do that. People were saying they had human rights, and so they couldn't kill them all, and they wanted to find a cure.
That would, in reality, probably happen that way.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And, was actually a part of the movie that I was like, wow, this is actually...
kind
of
smart.
It's fun. It's fun to think about. Like, these two political sides are saying these people, like, the Christian... side is saying, like, these people are humans and we can't kill them, they're our families. And then there's another side, let's just kill everybody that's a zombie.
That's probably what they thought about when the AIDS hit the scene. Well, we should probably just annihilate everybody.
No,
AIDS
yeah, right?
let's
not think about that. That'd be frightening, man. But yeah, you're right. So there is that thought process too. It's like, let's just wait it out, like, just relax. And they also let us know that the antennas are being farmed illegally. Because if they grind up the antennas, they're like a crazy drug where people are...
But they're also
them.
Explosive.
Yeah, they're volatile. So if you do too much of these drugs, your head might fucking very well explode. And so they kind of lay down both of those things within this montage. And they show...
That was a very long
montage. Yeah, it was really too long. It, but they show, like, 1 year later, people are eating bugs and shit. They're having a hard time surviving. And
the thing they didn't tell you about,
they're doing sushi with fucking whale, but they're doing, like, 4 grains of rice on it.
Yeah.
What they don't show you is that before the zombie apocalypse, that most of those people are eating that same shit.
Right. Oh,
they just are making more of it now.
Well, this isn't Indochina. This is Japan.
And then we get a shot of our first banana helmet, which these security guards have these crazy, like, fucking huge banana helmets.
They look like fucking, the pyramid head guy from Silent Hill.
Banana Pokemon, remember? The one with
banana
the chin?
Pokemon? Oh, no.
Fucking yellow one that's
Yeah. That's I don't remember his name. Is Alakazam or some shit?
No.
All I could think was fucking Pyramid Head from Silent Hill.
Just a floating fucking, like, banana. That's super I don't remember that. Like, Mac Tonight kind of guy from McDonald's in the
80s. Oh, dude, that guy fucking frightened me. Still frightens me.
That
Mac
was a
Tonight?
Creepy old fucker.
Jesus Christ, with his shades on?
Mm-hmm.
Is the moon's head? Fucking old moonhead.
Always fucking serenading us.
That's some Nightbreed shit right there, if you're talking moonheads.
So there's moon these heads. Two horn hunters.
Those are the,
The horn hunters, they're running across some sort of field. They got a bag full of horns, and they come across one of the banana head security guys.
Protecting the wall.
Yep, they're protecting the wall, and they're trying to get across the wall because they're trying to make money. By selling the horns because, you know, they're drugs, obviously. And the bunch of the hornies show up, and they have chainsaws all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Heard of that? The zombies they're have chainsaws, and they're getting, smarter. And so they start attacking with the chainsaws and everything. And during this time, Kika wakes up, and somebody had just left her at the
Dumped her at the wall.
Yeah. And so she doesn't know what she's doing, and she's trying to figure it out. She has this...
crazy chest contraption that makes her heart run. Plate,
and a back piece with an engine and shit on it.
Well, the engine runs the katana sword.
Right, but what's the chest piece for?
To make her heart go?
I guess. But she was already alive.
Because she doesn't have a heart anymore.
Yeah, but she was alive before. All right, well, it doesn't matter. So the wall's structural.
You're using logic again. And
I know. I'm trying not to.
You guys got to stay away from that.
this huge wall they constructed. Its structural integrity is completely this like zombie.
I think it's Playboy, Play-Doh, or something.
And fucking this zombie just busts through with a chainsaw through the wall and starts attacking Kika, and she's stuck with basically stuck on a leather strap.
Yeah.
And she can't move from that even though she's this android now.
Well, I think it's her sword is trapped.
Yeah.
Between like some...
I think the cord that goes from her sword to her is fucking looped around something.
Yeah.
But I don't know where her sword was because it was...
It was on the other side. It was on the other side of that. Well, yeah, and it did come back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I was saying. Well, shouldn't that thing still be right next to her then? Because it's all looped. I don't know.
Who cares?
That's logic. We can't use it.
There's no reason.
Logically, it'd be right next to her hand, and she would have killed that thing within a second.
But no, and then the guard up on the tower is shooting. The whole time the scene's going on, he's shooting at the two guys who stole all the horns. He's not shooting the fucking horn beasts. He's shooting at the two dudes who stole the horns, but he keeps shooting on either side of their head.
Yeah, he's missing like terribly.
I don't know how this guy got his guard job, but he's the worst shot in the history.
I thought
that
really bad. I thought the other horn thief was a chick until they got back and said, "All right. This boy."
Well, he's Asian. It's hard to tell sometimes.
So what you're saying is you're kind of attracted to Asian boys too?
One out of every 100?
Sometimes. That's cool. That's better odds than
they do make better
you,
trannies than white people. I will say that.
I wouldn't be too pissed if I found out later that she was here. You got me.
So
I'll still show off your pictures, baby.
She grabs her samurai thing and she cuts up the zombies and she cuts up the dude shooting up on top of the tower. She cuts him in half and she goes down there and she jumps. She fights them all off. And she's cutting up zombies all over the place. And, helping them out, and for some reason, not really sure why. So they all jump in a car after she kills all the zombies, and they go to the kamikaze.
That sweet van, actually.
Yeah, the kamikaze orphanage is where they head off to. And those guys' names are Taki and No Names. Taku and No Names, I believe is what they're called. There's two guys. The Horn Hunters, No Names.
He's named after Charles Manson. I don't know. Think about the connection. Charles, the fucking swastika on the forehead on the uncle.
Yeah, I know.
And dude. Charles Manson, his fucking given name on his fucking birth certificate is No Name Maddox because his mom didn't even give him a name.
That's weird.
So it's all No Name.
No, that's definitely relevant, I think, here. There's a lot of weirdness. The swastika on the forehead, I thought about it instantly.
And it's fucking very fucking, you know, Nazi-like fucking that the state wants to just destroy the entire fucking race of these things, no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, the and we'll get to it, but the guy who ends up leading the country, Japan, towards the end, has a Hitler mustache all of a sudden.
So that's he wants fucking to experiment weird, and do all these fucking things with heart.
Yeah, that's bizarre. Yeah. Turn so people into androids.
Yeah, it's very Manson and Third Reich fucking inspired Japanese. Like,
that's really fucking bizarre. And there's this flashback that we get to.
And they get to be on the other side of that whole fight, really, when you think about it, since they were buddies with them in World War II. It's not stigma, really, because they were on the other side. So what we think is fucking Nazis and pieces of shit, those are our buddies from back in the day.
Yeah, there is a big Nazi. There's like five or six references to different references to.
Yeah, that's what we're
talking about. The subtext of Nazism and fucking like Charles Manson cult style shit.
You know what I found out the other day? Japan is number one on the list of most on the side of the USA. USA is number three on the list of percentages for liking ourselves.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're third.
We're third. Japan is number one.
We like you better than you like yourself.
Can you talk in your mic real quick?
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, I just want to make sure that's working. It seemed like it wasn't picking up very well.
I was looking at him.
Yeah, Japan, the country that we nuked two of their largest cities, likes us more than we like them. Well, that's just
because they like our culture. They don't like our military structure. They don't.
No, it's just like fucking.
People like our. No, they like our culture around the world, and not our. They don't like what we're doing around the world with our military. But I mean, a lot of the world looks up to.
Once you bitch slap a country like that,
and our music and everything,
entertainment and fashion is where a lot of that they shit love comes it. From. Yeah,
for whatever reason, they fucking. You should just nuke Iran, and then everyone else be okay. Shit, we're cool.
Shit.
Just level that whole fucking country.
That is the most Republican thing I've ever heard you say.
Hell no. It's called a fucking pimp hand, and you gotta give it to them. The whole fucking thing's gonna nuke us first.
You're gonna nuke somebody. Nuke Antarctica. Fuck penguins, I guess.
So there's a flashback to the mom and the dad while she's trying to sleep. Kika is. They're beating the shit out of her brother, as I said, which may be her dad now. He's a cripple, we realized, before they cut his legs off. I
guess his dick worked at one point.
Yeah. And he's just in a wheelchair, and they're just beating the shit out of him. And there's this weird thing about pudding. Doesn't matter. I don't know.
He bought her pudding because it was her birthday, and he didn't have enough money for cake.
How the fuck is cake any more than pudding?
I don't know. Maybe
you ever bought pudding before? It's like 25 cents a fucking cup.
Yeah, I don't think $1.50.
Well, she doesn't even get to eat any of it on top of that because her awesome uncle / dad starts
eating it and then just tonguing the fucking. That whole scene just. I can watch gore scenes all day, but like somebody showing me the pudding that's on their tongue bugs the shit out of me. I don't hate it.
Kakia liked it either.
Kakia? And so Kika. We then find out that the government had created Kika to be a zombie-killing cyborg. That was like what they were testing on her because they thought she could live through any experiments that they were going to put her under dress.
She didn't have a heart. That meant she couldn't be infected.
Yeah.
So she was pretty much good to go.
Yeah, and that weird thing is about this movie that, you know, obviously they had a limited budget, but there was only a couple sets. There was the wall, there was that alley, and there was a field. And that was it. Like the three places.
The warehouse.
There was that. Yeah, there was that crazy like compound place too.
Because there's this. The next thing that happens is the prime minister, who's all about supporting zombie rights. He's giving a speech.
It's not zombie rights. It's human rights, man.
Oh shit! And zombie rights.
You're a specious.
And he gets screwed by the other guy who's in political power, who blows up the wall with a book of matches called, like, Purple Ass or something like
that. Oh, no, it was a fucking strip club.
Oh, was it?
It was a fucking matchbook from a strip club that they probably put explosives in. It was, like, Fun House of Women or some shit.
Yeah. Purple Ass is what I wrote down here. I don't know what that means. Purple
I don't think bump. That had anything to do with it.
And so the wall blows up, and all the zombies start pawing out of the wall, and they grab this prime minister who is, you know, huge on human rights and not killing the zombies. And I thought this was awesomely ironic when they were all killing him, and he's telling his soldiers, "What are you doing? Kill them. Kill them. They're eating me." And he goes, "I can't. They're humans."
Yep.
And then he screams, "They're not humans. They are zombies."
Yep.
And then
what they said.
Roll fucking zombies. Opening credits.
Oh, sweet irony. And so he gets rimmed from rim. Lipped rim from limb or whatever.
Rim from rim.
Rim from rim. Did I say that? Was that a racist undertone I just used? Yeah.
It's a rim from rim.
I think it's Nazi propaganda flaking that's working on you too.
So Kiko wakes up after being taken by the banana heads. And okay, so there's something we missed here. They were doing another horny deal. And the banana heads came in and they rushed them and the drug dealers. And they arrest them all.
So was that girl... Okay, the girl that was smoking... The smoking... Is she the chick from Kill Bill that swings the fucking... The ball and with the blades on it?
I think so, yeah. I think she is recognizable. Can you plug that in for me over there? Where are you?
No, she's just Japanese.
What are we plugging?
Plug in this over there.
No, Jason. You just think all Japanese women look the same.
No, I think yeah, it was her. But So they gather up all these people that were doing these drug deals, and they take them, and they wake up in these Iron Maidens, and they're all, like, lined up in these Iron Maidens, and they start showing them some propaganda.
Iron Maidens, if you're wondering, they're basically like a coffin with a bunch of spikes in it, and when you close them, they can impale you with all the spikes that are inside of them.
Well, these Iron Maidens didn't have spikes inside of them necessarily.
Not yet.
Well, no, but that's basically what...
They're probably in the wall behind them.
Yeah. And so they show them these propaganda. They just have these little slits they can look out of. They can.
Oh, my God, that's so racist.
Dude, who's more racist? Who's more racist, you for thinking that?
I am just sensitive. I am sensitive to the wording, and this guy is supposed to fucking fly.
All right. So they have these little
see that's how
these
that's
two
how,
little slits on their face.
This is how a fucking
they have deceased.
This is how anti-Republican I am. I can make anything racist. That's how left I am. I can make any goddamn innocent thing racist.
So they have
hell.
these viewfinders that they're looking through, and when the viewfinders are changed, they get different propaganda messages. And one of them is basically this new thing that the government is putting into action. It's called the Yubari Law, which is to kill all the zombies.
I like the little guy.
Yeah.
I am Yubari.
I'm Yubari, and I am the master of Yubari Law. So they're watching this little cartoon and saying, okay, so everybody that's in this room, they're all using the viewfinders, and they're all in the Iron Maiden, and they're being told that they have... a couple of choices. They could either pick the O button to go fight the Queen of the Zombies, who is Kika's mom, or they can hit the X button, be left alone, and then they would get their own trial. And so all these people are trying to figure out what to do. And apparently if you hit the X button...
They have a five-second time limit.
And so all the people that hit the X button...
got smashed.
Die instantly. And then all people that hit the O button, they're let out of the thing. And then Hitler, Prime Minister.
He didn't even have that fucking mustache before he took power.
He just busts out with his Hitler mustache and comes out.
He gets to the top part before he can throw it out.
Yeah. But then he's got these Japanese chicks, these little cheerleaders with him with Japanese flags.
Aren't they all Japanese in the movie?
Yeah, but I'm just saying they weren't.
Why don't you
Japanese
just say chicks, racist?
Oh, God damn you. Yeah, these two lovely lasses. They're told that they're not going to give them anything except for a GPS gun and everything else is unknown.
The GPS like gun is awesome. It shoots like a fucking Christmas ornament at him.
It looks like a fucking one of those piercers from Claire's or something.
It might have actually been a fishing float.
Yeah. It looked like something fucking weak like that.
So they're given that, and they're told to tag the queen when they find her so they can shoot missiles from space.
You will get the backup.
Yep, exactly. And so this ragtag group, which is basically consists of Kika.
Hot drug chick, and then all the other normal players.
It's Kika, unnamed.
No name.
No name. Taku and the drug dealer main lady, and then her little crony. And they're driving through, you know, they get sent off into zombie land with a grandstanding parade. And I actually have some of that too, which is kind of funny. This much fanfare by the chicks in the Japanese dresses.
Oh yeah,
that were just not Japanese chicks. They're just in their homeland wearing Japanese dresses.
So it's like having an American flag. Yeah.
What the fuck? You weren't even listening to that.
It's this too. What am I supposed to get? Garner from that fucking squeal. I can't see anything.
Yeah. It sounded like a fucking some sort of rat dying over and over. It was so ridiculous. They like video excited. Game music. So while they're driving through the country back into zombie land, it's called zombie land. There's like these big like neon lights.
Yeah, they're straight up like they're neon signs. And they're in English too.
Yeah, they are in English. And it's zombie area or whatever, and they open the doors, they drive through, they're driving through the country all night long, and they're driving through this field, and the crony of the drug mob boss, he starts sticking his head out the window, and he's like smoking a cigarette out there, and we see all these fucking zombie heads just start
one.
Flying.
We see
one zombie head.
You see something in the distance, a black little orb in the skyline.
Starts coming at him, and he's going, "What is that?" And
this is one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Okay, you can explain it then. What happens?
Well, the one zombie head starts heading towards him, and crony's got his head out the window like a fucking pug in the wind, and he's just checking shit out, and he's like, "What's that?" And the zombie head comes down and decapitates him.
Yes.
And a drug kingpin chick pulls him back in and sees that he's
headless.
That he's headless and gets the gratuitous 3-second wait before he starts spraying arterial blood spray all over the fucking interior of the car. And then the onslaught begins of 40, 50 zombie heads at a time.
Just flying through the air.
And it cuts to a scene of some big, huge zombie guy with an enormous sword and all these zombies coming forward and kneeling down in front of him, and he's baseball hitting all their heads off at once.
Yeah,
and they're flying into the fucking air, and it's just this constant assault.
Garage of fucking zombie heads.
Zombie heads just flying towards them. So Kika and is it No Name out the other side?
Yeah, they're chopping them up as they come at them.
They get all Dukes of Hazzard and sit on the
getting a lot of them to explode window. Because they're hitting the antlers and
they're hitting horn. They're hitting horn hard.
Hitting horn hard.
And the what happens next is that the zombie, like one of the heads, like the chick that's inside,
oh, man.
The drug dealer, she's
the first.
Mom.
The first time we watched this, okay, so it's me and Jen, and her friend down from Portland. And we all sat there and we watched that head land inside the cab of the truck, in between her legs, and we all sat there and we were cheering and all that shit the whole movie, but we all got really quiet. Like right when that thing landed and turned over and looked at her vagina, and we all got really quiet, and that thing fucking jumps up and starts munching her vagina, and we all just jump the fuck up off the couch, and we're like, yeah! It was fucking awesome.
That's an appropriate reaction. For sure. He starts eating her the fuck out. And
he got his red wings that day.
And so they crash the car eventually because there's too many zombie heads. And the zombie queen is, like, hurting Kika because she can grab her own heart and like, squeeze it and tickle. And,
What's the word she says?
What word?
The word for, in Japanese, for tickle. She kept saying the fucking... Goody, 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 goody. I love you for having that. That's fucking awesome.
That was good.
Goody, 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 goody,
goody.
So just as they're...
I know how to tickle in Japanese now.
We see that as they crash their car and they all get out of the Jeep, we see the drug dealer.
One of the best fucking parts of the movie,
it's fucking rad.
It looked rad.
When so the drug dealer chick, she comes around the corner of the car and we just get a zoom, like, close up on her face. And there's a zombie just nibbling on her cheek, just, like, lovely nibbling away. Nice. Like,
it's just the head, though.
And then it pans back, and we see she has no skin
meat
at all.
Left.
It's just a straight skeleton.
And a head.
Just like fleshy head. Tons of zombie heads just like chomping on her and any
it
piece
looks
they can
great.
Find. It's fucking rad.
And really she just falls down into a rattle claddle of
kind
fucking
of,
bones.
A la Ghosts and Goblins.
Yeah,
that video game.
Yeah, exactly.
fucking folds up all nice.
They're very effective heads. So then we get a more barrage as Kika's, like, in pain, like, while she's getting tickled. And,
dude, right those fucking heads take so goddamn long to get to them.
Well, that's everything. It's like the cliff scene, too. But
yeah,
all
exactly,
these, all these
dude.
Zombies.
They're at the exact same plot. Going to the cliffs
there's
or
all
so
these zombie
long.
Heads coming at them, and they're like, no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And this guy comes out of nowhere, and he just starts shotgunning all the heads into explosion.
And he's just shooting all the horns and, like, causes
blowing
a chain reaction.
Up. It's a huge explosion. It's an apocalypse of fucking zombie heads behind him as he is such a hot aim with his shotgun, and except for when it counts.
In the bed.
So they all jump in his fucking crazy zombie-killing truck. He's got this, like, huge
it's like a fucking Nissan Mini.
Yeah, but he's got, like, this huge, crazy fucking sword on the front of it to kill zombies.
It kind of looks like a Klingon fucking weapon
yeah.
on the front
yeah.
of that thing.
And he explains that he was out there looking for his family, but he found him dead. He looks like, you know, it's this whole cowboy Japanese thing going on. And No Name explains that he's looking for his sister. And shows him a picture, and he's like, no, I've never seen her play.
It was also hot.
Yeah.
How many hot fucking Japanese people can they put in one movie?
I don't know. You don't
all
like
of
many
them.
Of them. So
I don't like any of them. By your logic, it was all of them were in this one movie. All five
dude,
of
apparently.
Them.
There was like fucking five hot-ass Japanese chicks
you
in this
you never
movie.
Watched Stacey's or fucking any of those old
any? Fucking...
Fucking kick ass
any
fucking movies.
Shows with Japanese chicks or Asian women.
Stacey's is all hot Japanese chick zombie flick.
Before Kill Bill,
you
and
watch that one.
Before Kill Bill, and
you watch Stacey's though. You need
I
to
don't
watch
know
Stacey's.
What that is.
Anyhow, so he explains that if she's alive, she's going to be at the zombie bar, and that's the only place they can find her. And he's been looking for the zombie bar. Good luck, though. They find it the next scene. And what the zombie bar essentially is, and they show us, is that they have these cages, and the zombies have gotten a little bit more intelligent, and they've created this area where they're selling humans that they've found, that they've captured into cages, and they're selling them to zombies with some sort of monetary plan. I'm not sure what the monetary plan is for zombies. Like, what are they paying for?
Services, like, rendered, I guess. Maybe, like,
sewing,
they have
stitching,
to be...
I don't know, like...
They have to be, like, willing to go to war for them or something?
I don't know what it is either, but they're selling these humans to the richest... The 1% of the zombie culture.
Yeah, the richest one.
And in this area.
But they're still
zombie
feral planet. Zombies at the same time. Like, they're still ones that... Or just wild, hungry zombie.
Well, yeah, there is, but these...
Don't let
these,
the logic creep in, my friends.
These zombies have some sort of intelligence, and so they decide to come up with a plan, and Kato, the cowboy Japanese guy, says he's going to come up with a distraction, and they're going to go find Maya, which is no-name sister in the zombie bar.
And they see her, and she's in one of the cages that they're dragging into the...
And so they show up at the zombie bar.
Did the fucking sister have her name on the picture? Because how would he ever be able to tell him her name? Because
he doesn't talk?
Yeah.
I think it was on the back of the
picture. It was on the back
of the picture. Okay, I was going to say, fucking what?
Why? Yeah, no, it's on the back of the picture.
They just no name too. No nipples. Oh shit, son!
All that shit, and that's how that she couldn't survive that.
I don't understand. So you're the one talking about logic, and you just brought it back into the game.
It's hard to not do it.
So the zombie bar is fucking awesome. They have breakdancing fucking zombies on stage.
Dude, they're doing the thriller. They're
fucking going. Yeah, they did the thriller at one point. They got all sorts of fucking stripper zombies in there. They got strippers. They got zombies with accordions.
Out of all the things that disturbed me the most, I mean, I could liked everything, but that fucking zombie with the bikini that was fucking shaking her ass was like the most sickening fucking part of that movie.
It was all close up on her ass. She had a G-string.
Yeah, it was all fleshy fucking like
body. That was fantastically... without that zombie makeup on it, that was a fantastic fucking ass.
It probably would have been, but it was just disturbing looking.
That's how a fantastic ass would look when it's dead, so you're gross. Just saying.
I never said I wasn't.
Don't fucking dead ass.
And actually, by the way, I'm pretty sure dead people don't look like they have fucking cracking clay on them.
It just looks really, I don't know, realistic.
Yeah, I might be kind of off. I get what you're saying. There was a close-up on the
dead. The shape of it was fucking fantastic, though.
So
a full booty.
Maya gets taken back into this back area where all these zombies...
The champagne room.
For sure. And she's tied down in this chair, and all these zombies are getting fresh with her and grabbing her tits and shit. And the Nazi Uncle Dad, he shows up, and he starts being all ghost there. And he starts, what is he doing? He's licking what looks like a dozen failed suicide attempts by Maya. Which is weird.
I don't know why they brought that in. Unless those are actually on her, because those did look really real.
Yeah. Well, no, I doubt it. I think it was trying to show that she was trying to kill herself while she was in captivity before she got there.
By getting her fucking scratches on the top of her arm.
Those were, like, straight up...
I'm going to die by forearm slashes.
Those had been there for... Those were not recent wounds. None of them.
Maya has issues. Well, after let's just has, agree with this.
Okay, let's She's agree with that.
Well, maybe that's why her brother wants her back so bad, so he can start molesting her again.
Something. God. That's the only one he can...
The suicide rate's pretty high in some Asian cultures, unfortunately. So we can just leave it at that. Yeah. Say it happened before the zombie apocalypse. It's a possibility. I would say it's a possibility. Anyways, so he starts licking her all the way down her wounds, and then he bites her finger off. And he's like mowing
and
on
hits
and
a
shit.
Fucking vein by the looks of it.
I've never. That's just fucking Japanese gore films.
There's blood spraying.
It's mostly a bone and some fucking skin rift around it. But there's also major artery.
Everybody has about 17 times more blood than they have in their body in every Japanese film.
Yeah, sounds about right. And I don't understand why that would make her a zombie, especially in the next scene because
it didn't make her a zombie.
He bites both of her nipples off.
Yeah.
And they're both spraying like fire hydrants, just like her finger. So
I don't remember anyone fucking turning into a zombie.
Nobody did turn. They explained that really. Yeah, they explained that really early in the movie.
Yeah, that
doesn't
matter if you took their heads off. It didn't matter.
Only
if
inhaling of that shit would
remember
have
that
made
fucking
you into one.
The cute bitch, fucking with the dominatrix suit was on the commercial that was with smacking
with the knives. And stuff.
So you can't fucking take their heads off. You gotta kill the horn.
Yeah,
and
but
you can't do the drugs.
I still thought that the bite.
You can't. They can't. You. Yeah. There's all. You, they won't. You can't get it from a scratch or anything else. Mm-mm.
Okay. Fair enough. And so the dude busts in with his truck, and he knocks over all those fancy pants zombies, with all their big zombie money, and starts a huge fucking fight. And Kiko's going to town with her chainsaw sword.
He's basically the Obama of of zombie
he's
killers.
He's blowing up everybody's heads with his goddamn shotgun, getting perfect shots except for when it counts. And I mean, it's true. And so, No Name's sister. No, that's her nipples.
You named her nipples?
Yeah. No Name.
Missing
Nippy
too.
And Nippy. And so Kika starts fighting this boxing zombie. Remember that scene?
Put up your dukes.
She doesn't even fight her. She just
puts her sword down. And
yeah, she does. She punches him
in the horn, and his head blows up.
I thought it was a chick.
I did too.
Oh, I didn't know.
It was.
I guess we should find out if Jason was attracted to it, and then we'll know one way or another.
Nope.
It was a man then.
It was a dude.
It could have been just an ugly dude, because the hot ones, he's pretty into too.
So after that, there's all these crazy fucking fight scenes that happen in this. What I assumed was going on is that the zombie queen, Akika's mom, was giving extra powers to these zombies.
Her horn started lighting up, and then certain zombies that were in the complex, their horns were lighting up too, which was the spider one.
Super zombies.
The spider one.
Creepy.
That was awesome.
The spider one was awesome, and then it was
one.
And the baby umbilical one.
Okay, so a baby.
No, the baby one is like disturbing, but the fucking
the spider one was the best one.
Such an eerie.
Okay,
weird
so
shit going
let's
on.
Explain these.
And so, her fucking eyes rolling around in her head the whole time.
Okay, I'll explain baby one. Yeah. You can explain spider one. You can explain car fight.
I want spider one.
Too bad. Okay, so the baby zombie super zombie is like this young chick who had a baby in her arms, and it's a zombie baby. And she has an umbilical cord attached to the baby still. And she swings around her head and throws it at them.
It looks almost identical to the baby from fucking Dead Alive.
Yeah, like, and she's throwing this baby off of its umbilical cord at her enemies. Okay, so what happens with, you wanted spider zombie.
Yeah, okay, so spider zombie, Kika has cut a whole fucking slew of zombies into pieces, and they've all landed in one pile. And somehow they've reformed into this chick. And this chick has, like, at her elbows and at her knees, she has extra limbs that have come out of them. So she's got four actual limbs, but...
And then there's two
limbs on each end of it.
What about baby face?
And then there's fucking little tiny baby arms on her face, one with a fork and one with a knife. And her eyes just roll around in the top of her skull the whole time. But she starts trying to fight Kika for a second, and then she just realizes, maybe I need to get some weapons. So she grabs a fucking army's worth of fucking samurai swords and walks around like a spider fighting
she's
Kika.
She's walking on those blades.
And doing... The whole fucking time is slapping in her face.
It is fucking funny, but eerie. Some of the
it's
shots,
fucking
the
creepy.
Way they made
and her eyes, just the way her eyes roll around, and then
well, but the cheeks, around the cheeks, spiders. The little baby hands in her cheeks,
those are hammy.
Like they
those
would just start slapping her in the face, and it's like
most and she'd go. Blah, blah, blah,
the whole time it was kind of creepy, kind of spider walk. All
then the truck scene.
The truck scene. What is that? The brother.
There was a guy who got stabbed like a bunch of times.
And he just got a shit ton of sword shoved through him.
Oh yeah,
he's like all super huge.
And so basically, he's super huge, and he starts fighting the guy that what's his name? The guy that was driving the truck, the cowboy.
Yeah, the shotgun guy.
And so he starts fighting him in his truck, and they have a full on fight where the guy's driving a truck, but it's a sword fight, and his truck's on two wheels. And going back and forth and fighting with the front of the car with this fucking zombie.
Well, he just hits
like
the stick shift.
He's just engaging different gears
awesome.
And the brake and shit like
I
that.
Somehow
it.
Always staying upright. Yeah.
It's such good stuff. So then the chick with the swords, she gets thrown into a wall and all of her swords get stuck on the side of the wall. Now on the other side of this wall is the guy who's fighting the fucking baby. No Name and Taku, they're both fighting the baby, and the baby's like trying to chomp on his neck.
They're not even really fighting, they're just getting their ass kicked by
him. Pretty much. And so, so the sword zombie, she lets go of all of her samurai swords because they're stuck in the wall. She goes and she picks up
a bunch of assault weapons,
and she's walking around on these assault weapons too. It's fucking that's pretty rad, too. Yeah. And then she just flies at Kika and just starts fucking firing all just like that. He's firing all the guns at this wall, and somehow it doesn't hurt Taku or Nonim at all.
Well, Kika's knocking all the fucking bullets off with their samurai sword.
And then, so the wall falls down, and she's still flying through, and starts shooting the baby and the fucking...
Mom.
And
then
the big guy
got shoved through the wall. He got crashed into the wall.
And then they all just explode.
Yeah.
That's basically how they killed him. They're just like, they all get exploded because they're all too close together and their antlers touched or something.
I'm not supposed to touch antlers. That's gay.
I know. That was really great, though. I enjoyed that quite a lot, that whole scene. So then they start driving away, and we get the uncle. He starts chasing them, running.
Yeah.
And they're all in a car. They're all in the truck, and they're hauling ass. And they're killing zombies as they're driving, like, with the car. They're just mowing zombies over. And the uncle, with the swastika on his head, he's chasing after the truck, and he's grabbing these fucking zombie body parts as they're flying off the back of the truck, and he's just smashing them together like Play-Doh. And, like, you see, like, arms coming off and legs coming off, and he's just grabbing all these parts and just putting them together. And before you know it, he's fucking driving this zombie car.
Which he calls zombie car.
He calls it the zombie car. I got the zombie car. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Exactly what he said.
Exactly what he says. I got the zombie car. It's awesome. And so he's driving this zombie car. It's completely made out of body parts, like every single part of it. And there's, like, this huge long chase scene where they're fighting. There's nonstop fighting in this fucking zombie car.
He keeps knocking off zombie horns just to, like, get, like, a speed boost.
Yeah,
because
the wax will explode.
Yeah. He reaches back and just cuts him off and explodes and gives him a boost. That's fucking great shit, man. That's some fucking awesome shit right there. And while they're during the chase, the purveyor of the zombie bar, she's there with her sword. She shows up. And Kika fell off the back of the truck at one point.
Yeah.
And so Taku's, like, holding on to her. And this car's going so fast. It's like a fucking F-15, apparently, because she's flying. Like, flying behind it. And he's holding on to her. And he's holding on just by fucking his shoes. And so the zombie portrayer of the owner of the zombie bar, she shows up in the back of the truck. She cuts off his feet. He flies
very
up
fucking
in the air.
Slowly.
He flies up into the air.
And lands in the
lands
zombie
into
car.
The zombie car.
Because the zombie car had been exited by a homeboy because he cut his arm off. He cut his fucking hand off.
So it could drive.
And it was basically driving without him in it. Yeah. So his hand's just in there steering the car the whole time.
So he Mad Maxed it and jumped into the other car to kill the driver.
Yeah, and just like Mad Max, there's a clip coming up. And my favorite part about the Taku being in that zombie car was that big fucking black foot he was pushing his
nub on. Yeah, that was the gas pedal.
Because he didn't have a foot, so there was this shot of his fucking nub, like, pushing on this foot to, like, make it go faster. It was so fucking rad.
Well, what's her name? Kika?
Kika?
On the fucking top of the car.
Yeah.
Standing.
And so they have that standoff with her and the other chick with their swords. She's got the chainsaw sword, and she...
And the cars get up even to each other, and she's straddling them, and then Kika cuts her in half.
Yeah, and then Kika sees her uncle, something happened there, where she's in a position to shove her fucking chainsaw sword all up his ass, like, while they're getting close.
Dude, what did he say, dude?
He said, do it, or something.
I dig it.
She's just shoving this fucking chainsaw sword up his ass, and he's way into it. And so fucking Taku's like, well, I have to go martyr myself, and I'm going to fly off this cliff. So
that's because he's fucking...
He's bleeding out.
Yeah, but he's not martyring. He's a kamikaze, isn't he?
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, yeah. That's right.
Because his uncle was not an actual kamikaze.
Yeah. And so he flies...
This is how you do it.
He flies the zombie car off the cliff, and he has a bag of antlers in his hand, and he fucking smashes them on his dick and blows everything up. Wait, hang on. How did I miss this? Okay, so we're going to go back just a second here. Remember when they very first show up at the zombie bar?
Uh-huh.
And they're showing, like, all the people in the cages, and they're showing the head. He's like, it's cheap humans. There's a picture of a guy laying on the ground, and he's got a blooming onion of dicks in his lap.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
I forgot about that. I totally fucking forgot about that.
He just has this like meal of dicks in his lap.
So I could think of for that scene was I was like,
oh, gross.
Some dude was just bored and he was using all the shit they had on set to make something. He's like, you guys kind of have to use this and this. Like, I just made this bouquet of dicks. How can we fit this into this movie?
He probably brought it home from home.
Yeah,
I've had this at my house for like 10 years.
It's fucking amazing. I love that thing.
I bet that thing is in like 20 Japanese zombie movies.
Yeah.
Like yeah, maybe.
The traditional set piece.
Yeah.
It's always in the background.
Yeah, somewhere.
You go to, like somewhere, like all these really high end.
The dick flicks. Bouquet is always
lurking. Somewhere you can see it hidden.
You know, there it is.
It's like a fucking, what are those called?
A cameo.
No. Easter eggs.
Easter egg, yeah.
So then we see the Banana Heads elite squad are deployed, and they're all androids, and they have to go fight, you know, the Queen's army as the Queen is coming for them.
That's true.
So they show up at this house where... they show up at a house where mom is.
Dude.
Oh yeah, this is it. They're driving all through the night after they leave, and they show up at the same house where she was raised, and her mom was there, and they saw her there.
She's been staring on the top of the same car the whole time.
Yeah, the whole fucking time. But now she's in a fucking, she's at the very top of a fucking 5-story zombie man. Now this is fucking awesome. I love this shit. So essentially, what this is a, five
Voltron
stories.
Of zombies.
Yeah, it's 5 stories. It's all zombies. The legs are all made up of zombies. The arms are made up
everything.
She's at the very head, and it's like huge, like 5 stories. Fucking rad. I was like, this is fucking crazy shit, but it's also
very it rad. Only fucking gets better from that one, yep. too.
And that's when the Queen tickles her heart again mm-hmm. and starts talking about how she owns her heart, and it sounds like this again. Shit, so stupid. No name. He sees them there, and he tags one of the bodies with the Christmas ornament that he was given.
Yeah, one of the top bodies. It was really close.
Yeah, he was trying to hit her.
He almost hit her.
And so we see the Prime Minister, and he's like hitting the red button after he sees that it was tagged, and he shoots a missile from space, and this missile comes down and blows up through half of the body, and it starts to fall down, but then it goes back up and it starts getting back together, right?
Well, no, because she was like passed off for a second, the zombie queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it starts to reform itself. And yeah. then he's like, what the hell? So he shoots like all of the fucking
missiles. No. The zombie, she has an alien attached to her head.
Yeah, the starfish.
It grows these spindlies out and it starts orchestrating.
Yeah, it's like, Beethoven, isn't it?
Na, 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 or something like that.
It's Beethoven or
and
some
she's
shit.
She's orchestrating all these zombies into this huge zombie body. And yeah, two missiles are shot back down from the satellite. And this huge zombie body that's like a fucking, it's 5 stories big, picks up, grabs both the missiles out of air, and just fucking starts taking off.
Turns into a zombie airplane.
And it turns, it fucking modifies itself into a zombie airplane. It's shaped like an airplane, and it's holding two fucking missiles on its side for propulsion.
Yep.
And it's heading towards fucking Tokyo.
Oh, yeah. But good thing
hasn't that fucking damn city gone through enough over the years from Godzilla attacks?
I know.
The fucking
zombie
all this
airplane?
Shit to zombie airplanes with nuclear capabilities, maybe?
Well, Kika had run up to the body. She jumped on the body before it took all the way off. So she's crawling up the bodies, and she's trying to get to her mom, the zombie queen, while this plane is taking off through the stratosphere. So
did we touch on the fact that that her uncle's head had escaped the explosion that Taku...
Oh, yeah, I didn't touch on it. But yeah, you can see it. They show it like...
His head escapes the explosion that Taku created, so it like shoots off.
Didn't he have the fucking dude say, I want to be up there, or the guy with
No.
When the zombie car goes over the cliff and explodes, you can see like just a little head
his
in
head
spine.
Fucking shoots off.
I'm talking about when he got on the plane.
No, yeah.
Now he's back. So the plane's flying and Kiku's like kicking ass and cutting off heads and shit like that. Shit like that. But then her uncle is sitting in a fucking tree.
Yeah.
And big zombie that was lopping heads and fucking knocking him across planes? the wasteland comes walking by and he's like, hey, buddy, stop. Send me up there. Can you do it? And he's like, okay. knocks him flying into the air and knocks him perfectly on top of the thing.
That dude had fucking such good aim.
He's
that, like a mile away and just popping like, him picture perfect in this car earlier.
I'm pretty sure he's related to Ichiro.
Yeah. He's like the fucking Japanese Babe Ruth over there.
Yeah. But he knocks him up there, and then homeboy puts his spine into another body and then puts two heads, one in each wrist of this body. So he's got two spine heads that he can shoot, and he's got his head like reattached to another body, and him and Kika start going at it.
Yeah, and they fight for a while. He's blowing everything up with his fucking head arms.
Uh-huh.
And he's shooting fucking pieces of the zombie plane off of the plane. Because while he's smashing into them, bodies are flying off. So all these bodies are fucking just fucking spraying down, dumping
down
all
on
over
the non-infected zone.
Yeah, so they're landing there, and then they're attacking people. And they're the ones that aren't getting impaled on top of Empire State Building, like, are attacking everybody, fucking everything up, and there's this weird scene there where Kika and him are fighting her uncle, and they stop, like he's trying to throw his arms at them, and nothing's working, and so
that scene is so bizarre.
It's so weird. So he goes, he looks at both of his heads and his arms, and he goes, "Are you guys?" Are you guys tired of me?
Is that all you got?
Is that all you got? If you want to break up, I'll erase your email messages. I'll get rid of your email. I'll stop calling. We don't need to hang out anymore. And I was like,
what? Both of the
fuck.
That was
both of the heads are just all.
It was a good scene because it kept dragging on.
It was funny.
Should I do this? Should I do that? And I'm like, yeah.
This is need awesome. Some space.
Yeah.
You need some space.
It just didn't make any sense, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty good stuff. So, after that, the army of zombies, they breach the wall, and there's, like, this huge war. It's a fucking pretty rad, actually. Like, this huge, like, all the zombies punching through the wall.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta know, why did the other, like, the dude and his sister, made a big point about them in the movie. Why did they have those chest things too?
Because they were cyborgs.
They noticed they fucking worked for
Kika,
so they decided that they figured out that with no heart they couldn't be infected, even though you can't really get infected.
So he just made them
cyborgs. He was like, they're killing me.
Well, they really seemed to think you were supposed to be attached to these people in this movie, but they literally introduced them like 20 minutes before the movie was over.
Weren't they assholes anyways?
Yeah, they died like instantly. No, they weren't really.
No, only the chick died.
They weren't her, even.
Then she died, and the brother was just all.
But that was last with you. I mean, that was it. Yeah, it was not good. But after the zombie plane. She fights her uncle, and she kills her uncle. How did she kill her? Oh, that's right. She throws him. She knocks him off the side of the plane, and he falls into the turbine of one of the missiles. Yeah.
I see you later, Kika!
Yeah, and it blows up the side of that side of the zombie plane. Now, during the same time...
So they blow off the one wing.
So they go in circles.
And it just... No, it doesn't even go in circles. It just completely turns around and starts heading the other way.
Right back to the place it was.
I just imagine it was one big circle.
Maybe they adjusted it so it was on the top.
Now, at the same time... New Hitler, Japanese prime minister guy with the mustache. He's in his room, like, freaking out because the zombie plane's fucking dropping zombies all over his city. And this half-fledgling zombie girl is in the room with him and attacks him and fucks him up. Bites his tongue off. Completely removes his tongue so he can't talk.
Rips his face apart.
Yeah, and then so he can't move, so he falls down onto a corkscrew they had for his wine. And so this corkscrew's sticking out of his head, and he can't talk. And all of his banana soldier guys come in, and they're like, it's a zombie. And he's like,
Roar! Because the corkscrew, the corkscrew looks like a fucking antler.
Yeah, and he can't talk because of his tongue. So they shoot the fuck out of him, which is irony number two, which is he was the one that said, kill all the zombies.
Yep.
That's pretty good. I'm going to give him a couple points for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, outside of all of the crazy shit going on in this movie.
That doesn't make any sense.
There was a couple,
they actually did really, come back to a couple things that, like, were little justice was served and all these kinds of things.
Continuity was on right there. Mm-hmm. Finally, for once.
Mass irony. And
I'm surprised they didn't tell you that part, like, 2 hours before.
Pretty much the only continuity in the movie dealt with the politicians. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the only parts of the movie that...
Everything else would fucking go 10 years
I think they built this movie about politics.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, just left those two tiny pieces and surrounded it with a bunch of nonsense about zombie slang.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, Kika gets the mad shot at her mom, and they start fighting. Her mom's beating the fuck out of her. She gets slapped around a lot. And then she starts beating the fuck out of her mom, as expected. She beats the fuck out of her. What happens?
And it got so super emotional. Just crying and stuff, and I'm like, stop crying. No, this is a flatter movie.
She's beating the fuck out of her mom, so give me my pudding back. Yeah. Because you didn't get to eat her pudding.
That was good.
So she reaches in fucking Kato style, pulls out her mom's heart, takes it back, and then she cuts her mom's head off and sends it into the fucking atmosphere. Meanwhile, this huge zombie plane is crashing. And while she's falling down,
all the zombies all across the whole land are just, like, dying, like they got their fucking their power sources removed.
Because the queen is dead. And while she's falling down towards the earth, the truck flies out. They pick her up. She's good. Kika got her heart back at the end there. But then the last scene, she crushes it. She says, fuck that heart. And that's the end of the movie. It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
I enjoyed it.
I loved it.
I think that it's definitely something I could watch again, like with friends, because it's just funny. Like,
there's probably some nonsense you missed the first time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of nonsense. And there's other stuff that we didn't talk about in the movie, too. Like,
go and watch it. It's on Netflix right now.
Yep. It's been on Netflix for a while, but I think it'll still be there for a while, too. They tend to keep foreign movies for a long time.
Remember that scene where there's that, like, Christian or Catholic priest?
Yeah.
And he, like, brings the family in to, like, feed their daughter?
And then at the end, he just, like, feeds himself to them.
These all my boys. These all pedophile style went in there.
I didn't catch that from it at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did have fucking those things. And that was their turn to fuck you.
Oh, wow. Let's go. Well, that was episode 18. A good
pretty
one.
Sure it's 10.
No, it's not. What are we doing next week?
I don't know. It's your pick, stupid.
Oh, shit. Maybe we'll do that one that's been on my radar for a while. Well, we got Iron Sky.
Are you talking about that African one?
Iron Giant.
Yeah, we got... Oh, that movie's fucking awesome. There's nothing bad to say about Iron Giant.
Yeah.
We could do Iron Sky, or we could do From Hell, or whatever that one is called.
From Hell?
I don't have my external plugin. The African one, not the...
Okay, what was the other one? Iron Sky, or that
Iron one? Sky. I think Iron Sky would be okay, but again, like, Iron Sky is... It's making fun of itself, so... I kind of... Those kind of movies where it's trying too hard to make fun of itself, it's like, not as much fun sometimes. Yeah, I'll check it out.
It's Ladies' Choice next week.
Whoa! Don't appreciate that
super burn.
All right, can I have